the book Hebrews, part 231. I'm Professor Hannes Redingheids of the First Assembly of Yahushua South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, especially the book Israel's Rapture, you can please go to my WhatsApp number. It's +27 international code 0722 367 124, or go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in a study, you are so very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order or able to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. I just want to say, if you are also Afrikaans speaking or understanding Afrikaans, I've got more than 2,600 videos on YouTube. You can go to my website and find the information. Everything is on the top here. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure at least they have a 611 King James Bible, a pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a pleasure to be part of the study. In the beginning of this week, we thank Yahweh for the weekend that was fruitful, and we could have sowed the seed of life in the lives of different people. Now, we are busy with Hebrews chapter 10. Now, we are busy with a reference scripture here, a backing up scripture, reconfirmation scripture, whatever you want to call it. Ephesians 4, verse 4. You see, there is one body, only one body, which is the bride of Yahushua, and one spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. Even as ye, the bride of Yahushua, are called in one hope of your calling. We've not been called by any person. Yes, there might have been people that were occupied in us coming to repentance and being immersed in the name of Yahushua. But we are called in one hope of the calling of Yahushua. Hallelujah. Now, Ephesians 4:5 says, one master, there's one master, which is Yahushua, one faith through Yahushua, one baptism or immersing in the name of Yahushua for the forgiveness of your sin. This does not make it a Trinity Godhead. One, Yahushua say, he's the head of the body. We are the body of Yahushua. We function in different parts of the body. Some says arm, others is legs, others eyes, ears. But Yahushua is the head. We can function in different parts of the body, being fruitful through the Ruach HaKodesh, leading and is teaching in the revelation word of Yahushua. Hallelujah. One master, Yahushua. I want him to be my master. One faith through Yahushua. And that's because of this faith, the one faith that was started 2,000 years ago when Yahushua was start ministering the gospel of salvation, first unto the nation of Israel for 2 years, then Yahweh sealed their eyes and their ears not to accept or to hear Yahushua as the Messiah, receiving as the Messiah, receive the word of truth and life. And then the gospel of Yahushua was turned unto the Gentiles. And for more than 2,000 years, the gospel of salvation are preached to the Gentiles. We are not Gentiles today anymore. We became part of the bride of Yahushua through repentance and immersing in the name of Yahushua. We are born again, John 3:1-11, through the water and the Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. What does the word say? There is one body, the bride of Yahushua. And in this day, in this 21st century, we as Yahvists are busy sowing the seed of life. What am I doing this morning? I'm sowing the seed of life in your life and in everybody else that listens to it. And we have the obligation, we have to go out and preach the gospel unto the lost. Now it's wonderful, we don't need to go and evangelize in Australia or in England or in America. I always say you can go and evangelize in other countries when your own household has been evangelized, when your family has been evangelized, when your neighbors has been evangelized, when your neighborhood has been evangelized, when your town and your city has been evangelized, and when your own country has been evangelized. Let's not focus on the rest of the world out there, whether there's enough to do right here where we are living. Where we basically can stretch out our hands and start sowing the seed. We don't need to book a hotel or accommodation or air flight or whatever. Nothing. All the expenses. Most of the time for most of these people, it's only a holiday. It's an outing. That is why Yahushua told his apostles or his disciples, yeah, his apostles, go wait in Jerusalem. Acts 1:8, 7 and 8. Go wait in Jerusalem. I will send you the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. And when this power, this dynamos, this dynamite, will come upon you, the Ruach HaKodesh, you will be my witness in Jerusalem. He doesn't start to say the end of the world. Jerusalem. Judea. It's like a stone that you throw in the water. It makes rings. All bigger and bigger rings. Till eventually it vanishes. Start in Jerusalem. Right around us. Judea, the next town. Samaria, the next town. And the outskirts of the world. Let's not start focusing on the outskirts of the world. Let's start focusing in-house. In our businesses. In our daily walk with other people. Let us be a testimony unto the kingdom of Yahushua. Let's share the bread of life, which is Yahushua, which we receive by grace. By grace. How wonderful it is to be part of the universal bride of Yahushua. But we, in us, have a responsibility to sow the seed of life right here. Yahushua sent his apostles, he says, go from house to house and break bread. Where? In Jerusalem. He doesn't tell them, go to Samaria and all the outskirts of the world. Yes, they did. As they were moving out, as the gospel starts spreading, as the word of life overtook the Roman Empire and it was growing through the world. As people were moving, they preached the word. Disciples upon disciples, it had a tsunami effect, a ripple effect. And this is what this message of salvation needs to do in our lives today, on this Monday. We have to start to create a tsunami or a ripple effect. Take it out. We can't keep it in us. We can start with it here. Start spreading the gospel to those that you love and those that you know. And then, it will. If we can reach people around us, they will take it further. To people they know, which is a bit further and further and further. If I see that in which speed this gospel of the revelation word of Yahushua has spread in South Africa and in the world in a very short period of 10, 15 years. It's unbelievable. You can't explain it to somebody. 15 years. You can't explain it to somebody. If you see our statistics from our YouTube and our websites monthly, you can't believe where the gospel is going. In Islam, Muslim countries, in communist China, in different parts of the world, Russia, Europe, the gospel of salvation is going there. Even in the Afrikaans, our native language, because that's how everything started off, because I was ministering to my people all my life in my native language, Afrikaans. And this is what is happening. Now it's going further and further, because two-thirds of South Africa's Afrikaans-speaking people is engineers and doctors, and you can call them what they were, artisans. They are all in the outer skirts of the world, immigrated away out of South Africa because of what is happening in South Africa. So what did they do? They moved out. And there is Afrikaans communities in different countries in the world. And they take this gospel of salvation. Although they're in different countries, they're still South Africans. It's actually, their blood is still green, like a springbok. Yes, only a joke. But we're sending the message of salvation out into the world without even realizing it. And that's why it is so important, and I always ask the people, pray for this ministry. Please pray for this ministry. And if it's possible and you can help financially, we don't preach money, but everything costs money. But if you are in the position to bless us on a monthly basis or 6 monthly basis, or as you wish, you can contact me, please. It will help. It will help, because there's a whole ministry to keep alive. And ordered by doing that, you are also participating in every soul that's coming to repentance. We're not trying to accumulate money. That's not what it is. We also in our ministry have sources where we are blessing other people. But that is that's on the sideline. It's not, the money is not like where they are preaching wealth and prosperity. I don't do it, not in all my life. As Yahweh is working in your heart or your soul dimension. And then for those that pray for the ministry, hallelujah, that's so important. Doesn't cost you money. You can just pray and pray. And this ministry is built upon the strength of prayer, hallelujah, and the revelation word of Yahweh. So this gospel of one message of salvation, Yahushua is Christ. He brought us a new covenant, not written in the blood of animals, lambs, sheep, goats, and doves, but in his own blood. Hallelujah. A covenant of grace, where we don't need to keep 613 laws in a covenant like Israel had to do for more than 1,000 years. No. It's a covenant of grace. And that grace is functioning today, this Monday. It's functioning. There is one body, the bride of Yahushua, and one spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. In our year, the bride of Yahushua are called in one hope in your calling. We are called in one hope. So let us, as one body of Yahushua, reach into our areas, in our immediate, what do we call it, surroundings. And let's preach the gospel. Not just preach the gospel, live the gospel. Be the gospel. Hallelujah. He says, one master, verse 5, Yahushua, one faith. Not 3,000 different faiths. This is the original faith that Yahushua preached about more than 2,000 years. Faith in Yahweh El Elohim, the creator of heaven and the earth. He said, one master Yahushua, one faith through Yahushua, hallelujah. One baptism or immersing, not in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one in the name of Yahushua. The first day that Apostle Peter immersed people on the day of Pentecost, Acts 2 verse 36 to 41, 3,000 souls were immersed in what name? The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus never existed at that time. In the name of Yahushua. One baptism immersing in the name of Yahushua for the forgiveness of your sins. Hallelujah. And that, doing that, we put on the cloak or the garment of righteousness, which is a wedding garment, in the name of Yahushua. Well, time has caught up with us, and what a message this morning. Let's go out today and let's be a witness unto the kingdom of Yahushua, and in doing so, we are spreading the gospel of salvation unto someone else. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will. Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.